Eidei Torah Mashna, Yud Aleph Tammuz Tavshin Pei Beis, Rabbi Yehuda Steinberg.
A very good morning. One of the challenges of speaking Start the Day, which Baruch Hashem has been going for so many years, is to find a new topic. I assume by now that any topic of any interest and anything to do with Torah mitzvahs has probably been spoken about a number of times. But I'm going to try today to try to find something a bit different, is to speak about, probably has been spoken about as well, an overview of the Sefer of Iyov. But you're going to ask, so there has to be some sort of connection. The truth is, Bilam and Iyov were very good friends. Chazal said Bilam, Iyov and Yisroel were together in the Eitzah. In fact, Yisroel is also mentioned, if you look back in the Psukim, that's referring to Yisroel. So we're learning about Bilam so much, about Yisroel a little bit, it's kedai to learn about the third friend as well. In fact, though, the truth is that on Tisha B'Av, one's not allowed to learn normal Torah, because Kudei Hashem Yishon is Sam Chilev, they give a person joy. But one is allowed to learn certain halachas, like certain things like Chesavedos, and Iyov is one of the things one's allowed to learn. There's a shayla in the Poskim Agav, where one is obligated, when one is mechuyev to learn the whole day on Tisha B'Av, and one has to find the things which are appropriate, or since there's a Torah says that you can't, since halacha is you can't learn Torah, if you want to learn, you can choose to learn Iyov. You're not mechuyev to learn Iyov. But either way, if a person has no understanding bichlal of what the Sefer is about, it will be a very, very big challenge. So that is something which is a te'eles, a little bit, that to have an idea. Truth of the matter is that Iyov is one of those hidden treasures we have that many people don't know much about. But be'emes, if a person has the opportunity to learn, it's the most fascinating Sefer that there is. It's not mentioned a lot. Gemara mentions quite a bit. In Mishnah, it's only mentioned once in Mishnah. So Mishnah Numa tells us that the Kohen Gadol, they didn't want him to fall asleep. So they would read him interesting things to keep him awake. And the Mishnah there says that Zechariah used to read him Iyov. We used to read him Iyov. Nowadays, unfortunately, because we don't understand Iyov so well, I would hazard to say that people would read Iyov would help him fall asleep. But Lemaisa, I just wanted to say a very short joke somebody told me, which I think is the chus to start off with. The halacha is, chas v'shalom, if a person steals, mitzvah v'sagzeilu. What if a person steals from a very, very lot of people? What should he do? So Chazal say, k'mo bava kama, yas v'em tzor chei v'abim. Build a bridge, build a well, and Akshboch will arrange that the people that you took from, they will eventually get their back. What happens if a person is nichshol in gezel sheina, keeps waking people up, let's say it's in Shiva Bocha, and he knocks around at night, what should he do? So he should speak publicly a lot. Like Shmuel will arrange that the people need to fall asleep. Well, Lemaisa, learning about Iyov. Iyov is, as I said, a very, very beautiful sefer. The Ramban writes that it's the only sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of anybody that ever existed. And it's the sefer that Moshe, the Torah was said by Hashem. The Iyov was actually written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So you've got a good mechaber, you've got a good author. And Lemaisa Chazal say tremendous. I'm just going a little bit the overview of Iyov. Iyov was a very, very, very big tzaddik, a huge tzaddik. Chazal say, God mashlema b'Iyov, Yisrael mashlema b'Avraham Avinu. Greater was said by Iyov more than what he said by Avraham Avinu. By Iyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said about him that he said, Asamto libcho el avdi Iyov, k'ein k'moyu ba'oretz ish, tom v'yosho, yirei elikim v'sumira. Tom, yosho, yirei elikim v'sumira. Four different titles of the Iyov, by Avraham Avinu, just says, there's a medrash that says that had Iyov not slipped, we would daven, instead of just saying, Ke Avon, Ke Yisrael, Ke Yaakov, we would say, Ke Iyov. Say, Ke Iyov as well, because he was such a great person. Because I'll say, there was nobody in the Goyim as great as Iyov. Iyov was the greatest good that ever existed. It's interesting, he was 70 years old when the story began. He lived another 140 years, 210 years altogether. Which is very interesting, because if you look at Rashi mentions him a few times, always to do with Mitzrayim, which was also 210 years. He was one of the advisors of Paro. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Meraglim, Hayesh bo Eitzim Ayin, is there Adam Kosher? Kolev comes back and says, Sod Silom, the shadow, the protection has gone. Says Rashi, who's the protection? Iyov. So Iyov lived that period of time. So he was a huge tzaddik. And Chazal also say that the reason he suffered was because of the fact when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Pauli suggested that to hurt Klal Yisrael, so Bilam said, yes, that's a brilliant idea. Yisrael protested, and Eev kept quiet. So it all fits in with that. He lived to be together. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he was an extremely, extremely wealthy person. Chazal Pesukim describes in great detail what he had. And he was also a very big Yirei Shemayim. He did a tremendous amount of chesed. Chazal say that he had 4 doors to his tent, Avraham Avinu. He would help any Yamana Yosem. He was very, very careful not to look at anything that he shouldn't. The Chazal say many great things about the Tzidkas, the Yirei Shemayim. There's almost a whole Perek in Eev where he describes his own Avodas Hashem, his tremendous Mesus Nefesh V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happened was, there was a Satan. The Satan came to speak against Eev. Some say, the Rashi mentioned this in Medrash, that he did not ask Shpochu to love Eev more than Avraham Avinu. He wanted to show him that Eev is not quite as great. And he spoke badly about Eev, and Hashem said to him, look, you can test. And he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's never been tested. So he allowed him to test him. So the first time he said to him that you can test him, and what happened was, he had all his children, 10 children killed. He had all his money taken away, his house fell, all tremendous, tremendous physical, financial damage and the loss of all his children. And then what happened was, Eev did not protest at all. In fact, Eev said, Hashem, Om Yotzosim, I just read out the words, Om Yotzosim Betanimi, Ba'olim Oshuv Shama, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Mevayuch. Which is very interesting. The Vilna Gaon says that Eev was saying 4 things that a person should think about when he goes through a hard time. Interesting Gaon on Eev. He says like this, Om Yotzosi Mibetan Imi. Person who has nothing gets less upset when he loses something, right? A person didn't have a job, then he doesn't have a job next day. He's less upset than somebody who has and lost. If a person focuses about the fact that a person began life with nothing, it helps him get less upset when he's lost. Ba'olim Oshuv, he says if a person is constantly aware of the fact that when a person is nifter, he'll be left with nothing. So a person, not only we have nothing, but we know that in the future it's going to be nothing anyway. Furthermore, Hashem Nosan, who takes away things from Hashem? But he was one who gave it to us. If I give you money and somebody else takes money away, you can get upset. But if I give it and I take it back, so Shaz, I lent it to you, so Hashem Nosan. But Hashem Lokach, he says the Gaon, Hashem is Midas Rachamim, the Midas Rachamim took it away. He says, the Gaon says these are the 4 Mahalchim that the person should think. And then the Chosar Shvuch said to the Sotan, so you see that Eev was still a tzaddik. So he said, okay, all his suffering was outside, not actual physical pain. So he allowed him to cause as much pain as possible. The Gemara tells us that the pain that caused Eev is actually impossible for a person to live. Under normal circumstances, a person will die because of the tremendous pain that he went through. And then what happened was, Eev still did not say anything, but in his heart he was upset. And then his friends came to visit him. His friends, by the way, were Nevi'im. Can you imagine? Mamish proper Nevi'im. Elio and Eliphaz were proper Nevi'im. They spoke to the Shvuch. Shvuch spoke to them. And they came and spoke. One of the ancient things people always like to mention is the fact that for 7 days and 7 nights, they sat there in total silence, thinking about what had happened. After 7 days, Pesuk says, after 7 days and 7 nights of total silence, finally Eve starts talking. Nowadays, if somebody thinks about something for like 10 seconds, you start wondering if he's okay, you get uncomfortable. In minutes, you start thinking there's something strange. For 7 days, he contemplated what's going on. Why did this happen? Now we know, the Ramban mentions, that this was what the Mahalchim of Eev was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Tzadik V'Ra'aloi Rosh HaVetuvah. And the Hakdama of the Ramban to Sefer Eev is managed one of the most amazing essays ever written, both in language. Poshut, the beauty of his language starts off that the ikka of life is to have a munna in Hashem, that if a person does not have a munna in Hashem, he can't start doing the smallest thing. And he says that a munna in Hashem, first of all, is clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards every tzaddik, punishes every rasha. It goes through that every single thing that happens, that every single time a person has a moment of success, it was directly from Hashem. And every time a person has a moment of frustration, the smallest frustration that may be, it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he uses psukim that without getting that clear, a person can't start his life. Unless a person is absolutely clear that every time I do a small act of mitzvah, I'm immediately definitely going to get rewarded. And every time Chas V'Shalom I do the smallest aveir, I'll definitely get punished. Without that clarity, a person is never going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, because he thinks to himself, I've got other reasons to do, I've got other things to worry about. And he goes very, very, very nice, the shoyness. He says that's really the whole idea of Shemat, that Akash Baruch Hu tells us, if you do mitzvahs, you'll be successful, if not. And then the Ramban says, but there's something which is so painful, that it's the one reason why people are not really Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, is because of Tzadik Ra'al, Rosh HaTevel. People don't see it. They see a Tzadik suffering, they say Rosh is succeeding. And he says, because of this tremendous problem, this difficulty, this challenge, Moshe Rabbeinu decided to write an entire sefer just to answer this one question. And the man writes very, very beautiful. One of the things he writes, which is very sadistic, is that the whole sefer of Eiv is basically a discussion. It's a discussion. You've got Eiv, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sefer all speaking. Eventually, another fourth friend comes, Eliyahu ben Brache. And eventually, that's only towards the very end, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, and once HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, Eiv does tshuva. So you've got three friends, most of Eiv's three friends, then towards the end you've got Eliyahu ben Brachim, and finally you've got the HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. So, what do they all say? What do they say? What's the discussion? It goes on and on and on, for over 30 prokim discussion. I just want to say very shortly, the Malbim, before we get back to the Ramban, the Malbim writes a very nice hakdama to Eiv. And he says, if you want to make an argument, you have to say if A plus B, and then see if C works. So he says like this, A is, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything, no tzaddik would ever suffer, and no rosh would ever succeed. B and C says is, that we see tzaddikim suffer, and we see the Shem succeed. Must be that A doesn't work. Sorry. So therefore, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stuck and not running the world. That's what Eiv's argument was, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the world to its normal teva to work. And the reason Eiv was not, he's not Hashanah Happy Curse in any way, he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that to get involved in every little detail of what's happening in this world is below him. So therefore, Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a racham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, but to get into the details of what happens, somebody stubs his toe, that's nothing to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left that to be with reality, you weren't walking carefully, that's why he stubbed his toe, nothing to do with Hashem. So that's how Eiv comes. So he says, because there's three different points over here, so therefore you've got three different friends. That's what he says. One person argues that maybe even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, it's still possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should arrange that a tzaddik should suffer and Rosh Hashanah should succeed. The one argues that no, there is no such thing as a tzaddik suffering, and that all the suffering we see is just temporary, or because the person is not a tzaddik. And the same thing, the third friend argues about the Rosh Hashanah, but he makes it a whole ma'aroch. The problem is, and this is the important point, is that Eiv argues with them all. Eiv never backs down. Every time one of his friends speaks, he argues straight back. And his argument is that it's not true, that he is a tzaddik, he's never done anything wrong, and that he has suffered. Don't tell me that the suffering is just temporary, don't tell me that the suffering is minor. And he says, I have seen the Shoim succeed, I have seen proper wicked people succeed. So the Ramban asks like this, if they're all going to eventually be disproven, and eventually we're going to have to come up with another answer, so what is the purpose of this discussion? Just tell me the right answer at the beginning. Instead of giving me 30 prokim of the wrong answers, give me the right answer. We'll come to the minute what the right answer is. But why do you have to have 30 prokim of the wrong answers, only to then come along and tell me the right answer? What the Ramban tells us is, because they're not really wrong answers. Only to Eiv they didn't apply. For example, he says, if you see a tzaddik suffering, the answer is, because maybe that tzaddik did an aver once in his lifetime, and because of that, he's suffering. But Eiv, that didn't work, because Eiv had never done any avivs. You could sometimes say a tzaddik suffering, but it's only temporary, because eventually it's going to give him more success later. But Eiv, that didn't work, because the suffering was so big that Eiv understood that it can't be that he should have so much suffering for and consider that worth for the future good. But for a normal person, all these answers are all true. That means there are many, many answers to the topic as to why we sometimes have a tzaddik v'ra'al Rosh HaTevel. That's what Ramban says. And the Ramban adds that you should be aware, this is actually more famous, but this is from the Akdom of the Ramban to Eiv. And it's Mamish, as I said, unbelievable, powerful words. He writes there that for a normal person, he can never ask any questions why he's suffering. Why? Because he says that it would be better for a person to go through an entire lifetime of the suffering of Eiv and worse, for 70 years to go through only what Eiv had, means all the pain, emotional, physical, financial, everything, rather than have a moment of sadness in Gan Eden, rather than to suffer a moment of pain in Gan Eden. So therefore, it's very nice, the words, we need to be sub shir of Kalyam of Toivloi, Bishonish Penafshali, it's neither Berlin and Shomis, we saw Gehenim, or that he should lose a tiny bit of Gan Eden. I mean, let's say he was supposed to get this much, to get a tiny bit less, and you could swap it for all the suffering, it won't be worth it. So Ramban says, therefore, when you have that answer in place, and once a person's aware that it is possible that he wants to do Naveh, therefore may all questions go away. That's the Ramban's Mahalach. I want to go through a little bit. So what is the real answer? Why Takef Ir was such a tzaddik? He never did anything wrong. Why did he suffer? So Ramban Be'emes writes, very interestingly, he writes the answer is Gilgal. That Ir came from a previous Gilgal. It's very interesting, Mahalach Ramban. Ramban writes it in two, three places. In Nakdom, he mentions it. And also when he speaks about Eliyahu ben Bracha, which is towards the end, he says that Ir came from a Gilgal of a Rosh, and that's why he deserved to suffer. The reason why Eev didn't understand this is because Eev was never taught the concept of Gilgulim, and you couldn't have worked it out on his own, because he says Gilgul is not something that a person can work out unless the person's taught by somebody else. Rashi's Mahalach is much more simple. Rashi's Mahalach is that it is a Nisoyan. That Akadosh Baruch Hu said to Eev that a person can serve Akadosh Baruch Hu when he's. Sometimes success turns away a person from Akadosh Baruch Hu, and sometimes failure can do the same thing. And Akadosh Baruch wants to see, are you able to serve Hashem in both aspects? Can you serve Hashem when things are going well? Very good, you passed that test. But can you serve Hashem when things are going badly? That's a test. Akadosh Baruch tested it. But there are many mafarshim, the Ralbag and others, I mentioned the Gemara before, that in fact that Eev did do a small aver for which he was punished. Either he didn't protest against power, or he did. The Chazal say that in his heart there was a certain lack of Hakon, Ganes, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, he suffered. And what happened was, that's why he had to go through all of it. Let's also go to the end before we don't get loose. In the end, Eev does tshuva. Akadosh Baruch Hu gets very, very, very upset with the friends of Eev. In fact, they all had to bring korbanos to do kapara for what they had done. The reason he got so upset with them was because they had said to Eev, it was your avodas that caused the suffering. And you're never allowed to say that. You shouldn't say that to a person. You don't say to a person, it's your avodas that caused you suffering. You mustn't say that. That's not how you speak to a person, not somebody in pain. And Akadosh Baruch Hu gave back to Eev double whatever he was meant to have. So instead of 70 years, he lived another 140 years. All his wealth became double. He had another 10 children. Some say he had another 17 children, some Ramban writes. He had girls that were the most beautiful in the world. He had tremendous success. The world recognized him again. So he got back whatever he had lost. There's a very, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash tells us, in fact, what happened, that when Klal Yisrael lost his lovoy, what will happen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be menachim Klal Yisrael, comfort Klal Yisrael with the story of Eev. That is one of the main lessons of Eev. Now, one thing, Philip Steinberg, my uncle, actually showed me this sefer. It's called Targum Chaim, a very, very interesting sefer. It's not, you can't buy it anymore. He has it. It's a sefer, which is like based on the Ramban, on Eev, which helps a very, very lot to be able to get people to get a clarity what's going on of the Ramban. He opens up the Ramban a very lot. Now, what happens is, the Ramban throughout Eev goes through many mahalchim of Yer Shemaim, of Amun and Bitochen, which it's impossible in the time that we have to go through all of it. I just want to mention one point, one idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said, speaks to Eev towards the end. And one of the things he says to Eev, a very, very, very strange thing, the very last thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eev, and he takes his time to say it, it's over a perek and a half, he tells Eev that he created two animals. One is an ox, the Shabor, which we're all famous, and one is the Leviosa. And he describes to him the power of the Shabor and the Leviosan. It's Perik Mem, middle Perik Mem to the end of Perik Mem Aleph. A Perik and a half to describe two animals. And he says things about these animals which is very, very hard to picture. This cow, is very, very arrogant. It eats 1,000 mountains of food every day. And it is the most powerful. It's huge. Its neck reaches tremendous heights. And it drinks the equivalent of the entire Yarden in one gulp. It's a huge, very, very powerful cow. And then after he moves on to the cow, he spends about 15 psukim on this Shabor. And then he goes on to tell him about the Leviosan. And whatever he says about the Shabor, he says even more about the Leviosan. The Leviosan, he says, nobody can stop it. Nobody can control it. It is so powerful that everybody is terrified of it. In fact, the very, very last words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Eev is, he says like this, it's called Gevurah Yira, even the most arrogant person that this Leviosan looks down on, Hu Melech HaKol B'nei Shochatz, that this Leviosan is the king of the world. It's the king of the world. Everybody in the world has to serve the Leviosan. That's the last thing he says. And then eventually, the next pasuk says, I know that you are right, I was wrong, I'm sorry for what I did. And it's very, very, very strange. First of all, it's hard to understand that there is such an animal in existence. It is, we don't know all what's going on in the world. But to such a cow and such a leviosan to exist, it's very hard. And the bigger question is, why did Hashem need to tell it to him? What's the te'eles of it all? What do we need to know about this? So Rashi Bebetz asks the question, the second question. And Rashi says, that the Shmuel says to Eev, that you see that I created animals, beasts, which you are terrified of. You see I created beasts that you're terrified of. And if you're terrified of them, and I created them, you should be more terrified of me. You should be more scared of me. The very fact that you are speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that language shows a certain arrogance, a certain gaiva, a certain belief that you know better. And that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you. You see, if I can create this, and you're scared of that, it means really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Eev is that your chokhmah is much weaker than my chokhmah. Your knowledge is much smaller. And the person Bemis has to understand this, when the person struggles to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Many people have deep down the hard questions. If a person says to themselves, the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating one eye, one human being, one ant, is so great. We don't have that knowledge. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put Eev in perspective. So he spent a perek and a half telling about these beasts. There's another malach. A father Shlita says this word, and it's a very interesting way of looking at this whole thing. It's like this. That we know that in this world, there are two main drives. The two main drives, I think they say that the name of Freud or such a thing, but Chazal, we don't know, Abdelelef, Abdolus, Chazal talk about it a lot. There's Gaiva and there's Taiva. Gaiva means that the truth of that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and it would be the most obvious thing that a person should spend his time Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the end of the day, nobody ever, when they're served supper, thinks to themselves, maybe the plate and the food came by itself. Everybody understands something must have happened. It doesn't happen. Nothing. Nobody ever believes that something happens by itself. Nobody. When it comes to anything else in the world, when it comes to the creation of the world, suddenly people have sphagas. Why? How is that possible? Why are we not constantly in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us two tremendously powerful drives. And these drives blind us completely as to what's really going on in this world. And because of that, we're not able to see the emes as it is. The two big drives are Gaiva and Taiva. Gaiva is that a person can be very weak, a person can be not have much wisdom, a person can have tremendous difficulties, and thinks of themselves as being the most powerful, important person in the whole creation. A person is able to walk around this world thinking, there's nobody in the world that's important, and nothing else is important except for me. A person is able to do such a thing. The fact that there's a sum millions, billions of times greater than him, and the fact that there's so much in this world, a person can walk around with this tremendous mistake called Gaiva. And there's another tremendous drive, Taiva. Taiva is desire. That what happens is we hear of people who have got successful jobs and have got careers and even worldwide politicians, and they throw it all away for a moment of small temporary pleasure. And not just that. People can sometimes be obsessed and caught up and spend their days thinking about how to fulfill their desires. And that makes a person blind, that he's unable to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because his whole time, his mind is caught up and completely engulfed with Taiva. The two big animals represent, if you look in the Pesukim very carefully, the Shur HaBoy is the Gaiva, the very powerful big beast that you can see. The Taiva, the Leviosan, is hidden, you don't see it, it doesn't, it's under the water. It's Melech HaKadosh Shochat, it controls everything. Chazal say that the Shurish of Taiva comes from Mayim. Mayim is the Chaim Vital, and Shai Kedusha says that the four Yesodis in the Adam, Eish Ofa Ruach Mayim, and Mayim is the Yesod of Taiva. And what happens is a person is completely lost. When it comes, the Taiva is able to Melech HaKadosh Shochat, it blinds everybody, it controls everybody, it stops everybody from actually doing what they want to really be doing with their lives. Chazal tell us, more Baba Vassa actually, that when Mashiach comes, there'll be a huge melchama, a huge battle between Gaiva and Taiva. between the Shabbos and the Leviosim. There were two will fight. We said it in Akdamas and Shavuos, towards the end of the Akdamas. The Akshboch will allow these two beasts to fight. And the Gemara tells us they'll both wipe each other out. In the death throes of the Shabbos, he'll kill the Leviosim, and the Leviosim will kill the Shabbos. That's what Chazal tells us. What's the idea? Because the Emes says, while we're living, before we have a Tshua Kor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole time these two things are fighting between ourselves. The simplest example you can have, it's a very simple example, obviously if a person thinks about it, it goes much, much, much deeper than that. A person walks into a Kiddush, or a person's in the top table somewhere, and is put aside in front of a food, which is, it's a massive cream cake. He's not sure, should he cut into it or not? If he does, it's very embarrassing. And you look down, on the other hand, he looks at this beautiful cream cake and says, excited to have it. This guy, Van Taibo, constantly struggling, and this is what happens the whole time. They're rubbing against each other. When Mashiach comes, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do is, he'll allow the two to annihilate each other, to wipe each other out, in order that the person should be left with the Akor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs everything, and that everything happens only because of Hashem said so. And that was the lesson. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eve, that really, you'd be making me much better. Had you come to understand what I have created, those two nisyonos, and had you stopped yourself getting lost by the awe of the Shabbos, the Gaiva, had you taken away the Gaiva, and had you been able to have that self-control of time, and then you would be able to see me better, and you wouldn't have made the mistakes that you made. That is a very interesting mahalach to explain what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Eve, and why Eve eventually came to do the tshuva that he did. The Rambam himself writes, the ikar lesson of Eve, what we're supposed to walk away from, is that we have to be clear, first has to walk around with the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that he does is good, everything he does is rachmanis. The first thing is that, what is the main nafkin minna? What's the main difference between a person who has a munna and does not have a munna? What is the main fundamental difference between somebody who's walking around constantly with a munna in Hashem and somebody who does not? Is that a person who does not have a munna in Hashem, he's like somebody who lives on the streets and he does not know of a single person, friend or family member or anybody that will help him, and he's completely on his own. Meaning that he thinks to himself, I have to get everything for myself because I've got nobody to help me. Because Be'emes, that's his dashkof, a person does not believe in Hashem, so he thinks to himself, each person's for his own, each person has to fight for his own, whatever I get, I can get, whatever I can't get, I can't get. A person who has a munna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a makir, that there's a power that is constantly watching over him, and that nothing happens unless it's for his own good. And he's like a person sitting at home, knowing that he's safe, he's protected, he has got people looking after him, he's got protection, he's got the best protection possible. That is the main message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eve, you thought I made a mistake. That's the Chazal give many different mashalim that he said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every drop of rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculates that no two drops of rain should come from the same channel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eve, you think I can make mistakes? I have such cheshbonos. That is the main avodah that I should walk away. But as Ramban says, to walk away with a feeling of a munna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a munna that makes a person spend his entire life only wanted to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Shubi Zeicha, as I mentioned previously, the Medrash, that just HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menachem Eiv and gave him double what he lost. Shubi Zeicha, b'meir v'meinu to HaMashiach Tzidkenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should replace everything that we've lost for the long gods.